The Lord our God is a mighty God, the Almighty God, who mightily saved me. He reached down from on high with his mighty right arm, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our friend, and he worked salvation for me. He is the God who gives life to the dead, who calls things that are not as though they were, and they are. He knew my needs, he heard my cry, and he rescued me. He lifted me out of the pit and brought me out into a spacious place with him, setting me free. And he whom the Lord sets free is free indeed, and I am free indeed, for the Spirit of the Lord lives in me. He set me upon the rock, the foundation of my faith, Jesus Christ, author, perfecter, and finisher of my faith. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end of everything. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In him I live and move and have my being. For he has overcome the world, and in him I am an overcomer. In him I am the head and not the tail, for he is the head and not the tail. In him I am above and not beneath, for he is above and not beneath. In him I am the victor, not the victim, for he is the victor, not the victim. In him I am blessed, not cursed. For Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. For it is written that everyone who is hung on a tree is cursed. Now I am blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed everywhere that I go. For the Lord himself goes with me. He is my very great reward. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He himself bore my sin in his body on the tree so that I might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound, his stripe, I am healed. Surely he took up my infirmity and he bore my sorrow. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten and afflicted. But he was pierced for my transgression. He was crushed for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his wound, his stripe, I am healed. Through him, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now sin is no longer my master, for I'm not under law, but under grace. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. By faith in the name of Jesus, this woman whom you see and know has been made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given complete healing to me. As everyone can now see, for through faith I have been saved by grace. This not of myself, but a gift from God, not by work, so that I cannot boast. If I should boast, let it be in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ alone, in whom every promise is yes and amen. For in righteousness I am established. Tyranny is far removed, and terror will not come near me. The Lord has pleaded my case, he has established my right, he has brought me out into the light, and I have seen his righteousness. I see the Lord always before me, because he is at the right hand of God. I am not shaken. Now, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, and my body also lives in hope. And hope does not disappoint, for God has poured out his love into my heart by the Holy Spirit whom he has given me. Now, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, lives in me, giving life to my mortal body by his Spirit who is in me. For he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. God so loved the world, and he so loved me, that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, what can we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how much more will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So our confidence in approaching God is this. We know that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that if He hears us, then we have what we ask of Him. For God sent His word and healed us. He delivered us from all destruction. The word of the Lord is flawless. It is perfect as He is perfect. It cannot return to Him void, but must accomplish that for which it has been sent. Just as Jesus Christ, the living word of God Almighty, traveled throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every sickness and disease among the people, and delivering every demon with the word. So Jesus Christ, alive and risen today, is the same. He cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Indeed, He has forgiven all my sins, my iniquity. He has healed all my diseases, infirmity. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. That everything is possible with God. Everything, 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 everything. For holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, God the Father. Holy, holy, holy is He. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Son. Holy, holy, holy is He. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is He. Now, Father, I pray that I, being rooted and established in righteousness, may have the power along with all the saints to grasp how high and wide and long and deep is the love of Christ, to know the love that surpasses knowledge, and to be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. And I pray that the God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in Him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen.